We are SC Podcast, Trojan Scrimmage Edition. Gary Pasqua is joined by Johnny Kern and Greg Katz. And guys, we're recording this on Saturday, March 25th, and the Trojans just completed the first scrimmage of spring. And it was a 70-play effort out there on Brian Kennedy Howard Jones Field. And I thought there was a lot to like. Helton making a big emphasis on you get three hitting days, and so this was one of them. And like any coach, he was saying, hey, we brought the officials out there, so there were some penalties. And they're a little rough around the edges. But I think when you look specifically at so many of the younger guys, Johnny, who really played well. And Helton was quick to talk about him. He listed them off, you know, Vave Malapia, you know, the two receivers, Josh Amatorbebe and Michael Pittman, Marlon Tuipulotu, you know, Jamel Cook. A lot of younger guys who really jumped up in this scrimmage and played well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, the big story of the day was Marlon Tuipulotu getting the start at nose. We've seen Josh Fatu start every single day up until now up at that nose spot, and today we saw Marlon come in there and really established himself there, really helped, you know, strong defensive effort. They really kind of clogged up the middle, and he was a driving force behind that. It's amazing that he's only a freshman. Definitely a guy for Trojan fans to keep an eye on. He does not look or play like a freshman, and Coach Helton obviously praised him immediately following the scrimmage.
Yeah, Helton talking about how he put, you know, he held the point in the middle against the ones, and I don't think it was an accident that you put Tuipulotu out there today against the ones. Let's see where he's at in his development. I think, Greg, if you're looking at it, boy, he looked very comfortable out there. Didn't look anything freshman about him.
Nothing freshman about him. He didn't look like a freshman when he first started spring ball. He looked like a seasoned veteran. And I think, you know, kind of the school of thought is, well, when Kenny Bigelow comes back, we'll see. I'm telling you, by the end of spring ball, Kenny Bigelow might be chasing this guy because he's all man. And like you said, Gary, and emphasizing what Coach Helton said, he holds the point of attack, and that's what they want so the linebackers can finish the job.
And I want to keep talking about these young guys, but want to mention one guy who really jumped out, and the three of us were going to talk him beforehand. Uchenna Owusu today, Johnny. You talk about a veteran guy who really, and it was right at the top. The one of the first plays, he gets the ball was tipped by the wide receiver. He comes down with the interception, but then had a big hit on a running back on the side of the field. This guy is playing well right now.
Absolutely, and he also had a couple sacks today. Kind of showed off, you know, his full array of talents there at the same spot. He's kind of an athletic long linebacker, but, you know, very strong. You know, came up with that pick, some big hits, really a do-it-all guy, and plays with just a ton of energy today. I think really driving force, kind of set the tone for that whole defensive effort today. It was a great defensive effort, and I probably more than anybody, he was the guy who really stood out to me.
Yeah, and then, okay, let's go back to the younger guys a little bit. 21, Greg. We've been talking about him all week, and comes up again today with an interception down near the goal line, and also had a couple hits. There was one on Tyler Vaughns where Tyler Vaughns held on to the ball, but there was the ooze from the side on the fact that he did hang on to it.
You know, Cook is I don't even want to say he's a wild card because he could fit in a nickel, he could be at safety, but the reality is this guy's a striker, meaning he's a big hitter. And as you were talking with Coach Helton, he referred to him as a heavy head,
heavy
think.
Heavy head, yes.
You know, and I had not heard that term. I know striker means he can really bring it. And when you asked him, Gary, you know, what does that mean? Because he can really hit. And believe me, he was really hitting.
Let me get you guys' thoughts on what you think of what we've seen so far with Jamel moving down to the slot, nickel cover role. Would have not really guessed that, but through three practices I've seen in there, Johnny, he's making an impact every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really has allowed him to take advantage of his playmaking skills, and he's proven that he definitely has those playmaking skills. As a bigger, taller guy, he can cover those slot receivers surprisingly well. You wouldn't guess that looking at him because he is all of, you know, definitely the 6'4". He told us he was the other day.
He's,
so it's kind of, it's a unique look there, but he's physical enough, and he has just really good instincts from what I've seen, that he's really able to disrupt plays and bring a unique look to that defense and add a different dimension that a lot of teams honestly can't have. But he brings a unique aspect there.
And what I like seeing, Greg, especially today when things were live, is talking about his coverage skills. He doesn't lose slot receivers.
No.
And that's going to be my biggest worry with a 6'4 safety,
sure,
is how do you handle that? And Helton used the word earlier. He goes, he engulfs them. And we saw it a couple times today. Ah, that's what he means by that.
Yeah, you know, I think when I see Cook play and his physicality and his athletic ability, I personally think that this defense is going to be a far more physical defense than last year, maybe because they kind of know Clancy Pendergast's system. But I think what impressed me most about the defense was their hitting and their flow to the ball. And I was exceptionally impressed, from my perspective, with the secondary. I thought the secondary was nails. I mean, I know the receivers are kind of inexperienced, right, but it was like Velcro. And I don't care who is. Even when Sam Darnold was quarterbacking, he had to be right on the mark. Those guys are right in the face of those receivers.
I thought Iman Marshall today had had a very big day. That was nice to see. And a Janae Harris as well. One comment that Helton made, just to go directly to what you're saying, he goes, you can feel the physicality of this bunch when he's talking about the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there were hits everywhere. It was really the first day we saw, we were able to see these guys hit live. And like you said, Uchenna set the tone with that huge hit early, but it was going throughout the day. And I thought it kind of brought out the physicality in some of the offensive guys too. The tailback that Coach Helton brought up, of Vavai Malapai, he was really running with a lot of power. Really impressed me. I thought it was the most impressive tailback today. Really got a lot of work, so he was able to kind of show off what he's able to do. And he's not a guy who goes down after one hit. You could see that today. And you know, so I think he's a guy who really made the most of this opportunity today.
Yeah, and then there was no Akacedric Ware out there today, and no Dominic Davis. We saw a little bit of Ruben Peters getting some touches, which doesn't happen often, and with Stephen Carr watching from the sidelines. And then I don't want to ignore Ronald Jones. There was one touchdown run that Ronald Jones had where he got to the outside, and boy, that Rojo speed was there.
I don't want to draw the comparison to Reggie Bush turning the corner, but that was pretty impressive when he ran the left side and he kind of turned it on.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you guys a question. Does Malapai remind you somewhat of Malaifo McKenzie?
No doubt about it.
He reminds me more of Malaifo than maybe Stanley Havili. But I will say this, he's going to be dynamite. They missed him one time. He came out in the out of the backfield down the sideline. I don't think it was a good throw. But if he's a receiver and he could be really dynamite.
I don't think there's any question. And then the one guy who the backup quarterback, Matt Fink, and Clay even mentioned it today, Fink's doing some good things. I think so many people coming into this, it's like, okay, it's just a matter of time before Jack Sears takes over for that number two role. We're not seeing that yet. Matt Fink has made some development progress, Johnny.
Yeah, I think if you saw him last spring, you would have maybe never guessed it. He was as raw as could be last spring. But to his credit, he has developed steadily. And even in the fall, you could see it. He was already looking like a different player. And now in the spring, he's looking like a guy who is solidly in the number two spot there right now, if you're judging by how they're playing right now. And it's like I said, it's a credit to kind of his work ethic and the way he's bought into the system here, obviously, and, you know, taken off with the coaching, because he looks like a completely different player in just about every way. And his mechanics, you know, he's so much more accurate. The ball's coming out completely different now. He looks like a different player out there.
And we noted at one point, it was pretty quick in the scrimmage today, where they did let Matt get in there with the one offense versus the one defense, kind of throwing him to the wolves and saying, okay, let's see where you got. And I like the way Helton does that. We saw Connor Murphy get in there quite a bit with the ones that he wants to test guys, just kind of saying, hey, where are you at right now?
Yeah, you know, I think what happens is we all come here, we want to see the big pass, the big run, everything. But to rotate the quarterbacks is the way to go, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think we all would agree, and the fans that are listening to the podcast, when Sam Darnold is in there, that is the offense. Because, you know, you can sit there and say, what's wrong? You know, I mean, Fink looks better, which he certainly does. And Sears ran the ball maybe more than he would like to, but the secondary was really clamped onto his receivers. But let's face it, Sam is out of this. He's all universe. I think I told Gary this earlier. I saw a Lindy's NFL draft magazine, and they were listing the not this coming draft, but the next one, and they had him number one already. And we can't lose sight of the offense, what we see out here, because I'm preaching to the choir.
And that first interception, the one by Owusu, it was Sam throwing the ball, but Helton was quick to say it was a good read by Sam. It bounced off the receiver's hands. Uchenna, he said, we're going to go further replay. We're not entirely sure Uchenna picked it off. He goes, Uchenna said he did, so we're going to go with him right now. He goes, but that's a to be determined on whether he actually got to it. But just to say, I know there's been some people saying, oh, has Sam thrown a few more picks in this spring? Helton is so not worried about it. You're not worried about it when you see it out there, Johnny. That first one today, just want to make sure it was clear. It was a flukish play that bounced off a receiver's hands.
Yeah, absolutely. It bounced off the receiver's hands, off of Marvell Tell's hands, and then finally it looked like Nwosu got it. It wasn't, you know, a bad read or anything like that. It didn't look like at all. And, you know, I think also one thing to take into account about today, was that Darnold didn't have Burnett and didn't have Daniel Imatorbebe, who are his two
always
most
important.
Yeah, those two most reliable returning receivers. So it was, but it was a good opportunity, like Helton said, to get the younger guys some reps. But then, you know, the offense obviously isn't going to be as crisp as it might be in that situation.
And you did mention Josh Imatorbebe and Michael Pittman. And I think, to me, Pittman in particular, you're starting to see, boy, I thought he had some really good battles. We mentioned Iman Marshall out there. It was those two going against each other a lot. Iman won most of them, but I can think of one where Pittman won, where it was a tight throw and he got it and Biggie was all over him. But Pittman came away with the catch. He's really starting to show me something, Greg.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Gary. Pittman is really – it's not a question of if, it's just when it all comes together. And you could say the same thing about a Velus Jones in a way because of his speed. I thought they put extra emphasis to try to get the ball to Jones throughout the scrimmage. You know, the thing is you can't expect the team to be September when we're only in, late March. And I think this club can do something really special as long as number 14 stays vertical. You know what? There's nobody that can do it in college football like he is. And I'm more of a cautious person on this stuff, but he's the difference maker.
And today was in front of, Helton said, about 50 former players in attendance. You know, Matt Barkley, Alex Holmes, Keith Rivers, some of the guys who were out here today. So always good to see those guys in attendance. And like we said, Stephen Carr was here. So let's just kind of wrap this up, given we're through 2 weeks right now. We saw the first scrimmage today. What's a thought that's jumping out in your mind right now, either from today or what we're seeing so far? Johnny, get us started.
Well, for the first, 2 weeks that I've seen, I'll say that how fast and aggressive the defense is. I thought the whole unit has really stood out to me pretty much every day. Coach Helton said it's not a surprise for the defense to be ahead of the offense like they are, but this group looks like they have the potential to be really special. I think especially when you start factoring in guys like Marlon, Marlon Tuipulotu up there on the defensive line, a guy like Jamel Cook, if he's going to be able to do what he's doing right now, this defense is going to be, has the potential, it might be really fun to watch this coming season.
Greg?
You know, what's funny to me is we're walking up the ramp to do this podcast, and I think I mentioned, I'm sure glad that Marlon is the nose guard for USC and not Washington. When people say, recruiting is overestimated, I was talking with a source that had talked with the Florida State coaches, and when Cook decided to be a Trojan, they just completely lost it. So if you figure that if Marlon ends up starting and Cook is there a good portion, you know, and that really will change the complexion of the defense, then you got to sit there and say, you know, anytime you poo-poo recruiting, you know, it's game on till the final letter has been written. I would also like to just say, there was a player that stood out, two people, offensively, because a lot of attention is being paid to the offensive line, which I think is improving. I thought that Chumadoga is really matured. He's playing with really a purpose and excitement. And the one to keep an eye on is Andrew Voorhees from Central California, the true freshman. He's anything but a true freshman. And when you watch him in drills, and thank goodness we got to be up close with some of them, he's somebody you look at in the future and you go, Trojans are in good shape.
And I'm going to tag on what you were just saying about the offensive line, Greg, because coming into spring, it was such an area of emphasis. How is this going to come together? And I'm not going to say that they are polished or things are set down there, but so many encouraging things that we're seeing. And I think what you say with Chuma, there's no doubt about it. It's a different mental attitude right now. And Clay said it. It's the consistency at left tackle that's going to earn you that job. And we're seeing some good stuff in that department. I continue to like what we're seeing from Roy Hemsley. Just seeing like he can – I'm gaining confidence in him being the possible guy. Still not entirely set at left guard with Chris Brown right now. I want to see where that goes out. But we got a lot of way to go right now. We were talking about it. Hey, that, you know, Atoa Lobendon could end up there. But I like what we're seeing from that. And today was the first day they had us in a different spot, the media, from where we normally are. And they put us over right by the offensive lineman. And usually the offensive linemen are the farthest group away from us. And so we never really get to see them up close. What a treat today to be right there, to hear Neil Callaway coaching and to see what he does. That was just a lot of fun to get a chance to do it because it's not something we get to do every day. So that's our report here from the first spring scrimmage for the Trojans. For Johnny Curran and Greg Katz, this is Gary Pasquitz. You're listening to We Are SC.